America's only remaining railroad carnival arrives next week at the Anderson County Fair in Anderson, South Carolina. The James E. Straits Show has a history of summer carnivals that dates back to 1932. When the show staked its tents here in Washington in 1941, archivist Charles Harrell was there with his tape recorder. The sounds he gathered of fortune tellers, strongmen, merry-go-rounds, and midway games were recently discovered at the Library of Congress. Here for the first time in more than 60 years are those tapes from a carnival era long gone, produced by Sound Portraits Productions in New York City.
The James E. Straits Show presents a real two-headed baby with two perfectly normal heads, four perfectly formed arms and hands, and only two legs and two feet on the one single body. Born of normal parents of a normal birth, the same as you and I. Come in now and visit with the baby just as long as you like.
Right now is a very good time to have a reading of your life, have your fortune told, have your palm read. Special readings in private booths.
Let me see your hand, please. 1941, this year, is going to be a very happy year.
That's right.
What questions would you like to ask me, please?
I'm thinking of taking a trip. Should I take it?
It shows a trip that you're going to take that's going to be very successful. My advice is for you to take the trip. There's a girl that you're attracting who's trying to care about her.
And don't fail to see that daring, sensational, death-defying human cannonball, that famous Manuel Zarkini.
Zarkini, will you tell me, just in your own words, how the Cannon Act works?
Well, the Cannon Act works by compressed air, so the man is automatically shot out on the different ways.
You shoot the cannon,
I shoot the cannon, that's right.
And who is it who is shot out of the cannon?
Emmanuel, my brother Emmanuel. But our family is made of seven brothers, which they all are in the cannon business.
Yes. Tell me, have there ever been any serious accidents?
Not very serious, but some of the brothers got their legs broken and ribs, yes. The end of the spine, muscles.
When your brother is shot out of the cannon, is he conscious the whole time?
I tell you frankly, I hope so anyway.
Anybody, who's the next one? Now, come in, fool the guesser. Any prize you want if I fail to guess your weight. Don't hurt. There's nothing to hurt you. It isn't like going to a dentist. Come on in. All I do, we guess the women by observation. We look in their eyes and tell them what they weigh.
Photomaniacs, upside-down riders, crazy drivers on the walls of death. Passing and repassing, crossing and recrossing. Where they race, ride and drive. High-powered motorcycles on a straight up and down perpendicular wall.
Oh, my name is Speedy Hayes. 39 years of age, been in this business for the past 20 years. I learned to ride in the racetracks in Schenley Park in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, when motorcycles first came out.
Have you ever had any accidents while riding here?
Quite a few. Collarbone broke about 14 times, had my leg broke 7 times, and my arm broke 4 times.
Where are your parents, Speedy? Are they still alive?
Some of them are, and some of them aren't.
Well, thank you very much, Speedy.
The feature attractions of this big circus sideshow. The man that eats and drinks fire, the same as you and I, eat a hearty meal. Watch him. Mr. Pete Holmes draws beautiful pictures on that piece of white porcelain using nothing but smoke. Watch him.
Here at the Vanities, we present Burlesque As You Like It. Red hot, spicy, saucy, sizzling burlesque entertainment. Now, I don't mean that these girls do any tap dancing, toe dancing, ballet dancing, soft shoe dancing, or acrobatic dancing. The kind of dancing that these girls do is the kind that you expect to find on a carnival midway in a show of this type. And believe you me, you are not going to be disappointed. If you're a broad-minded person, if you're living in the 20th century, the girls will give you the show, and I mean they'll give it to you just the way you want it. It's burlesque as you like it, red-hot, spicy, saucy, sizzling burlesque entertainment. Get tickets, go now.
A Trip to the Carnival, May 1941, was produced by Sound Portraits Productions.